Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Let's learn about our world and practice our American English skills. We begin today with a trip to France. Recent terrorist attacks in Paris have increased tensions between French citizens and immigrants. The Anti-Immigration National Front Party says the attacks prove what it has been warning about, that France is being attacked by radical Islamists. Party leaders say France must stop letting people from other countries immigrate. Alain Ba does not oppose immigration. His own wife is from Cuba. He believes European immigrants have made France a better country. But he says the most recent immigrants are hurting the country's economy and threatening its stability. Mr. Ba lives in Bagnolet, a town separated from Paris by only a busy road. Communists controlled the town for many years. Now socialists do. Mr. Barr supports the National Front. He believes Islam threatens France. And he says, increasingly, so do his friends.
They tell me, if we are not reacting between few years, it will be a civil war in France.
The National Front believes as Mr. Ba does. After the attacks in January, the party printed a poster that shows jihadist fighters and the map of France with the words, Islamist peril, let's protect the French.
Ils ont tous des propositions pour lutter contre ce terrorisme islamiste radical.
National Front leader Marine Le Pen says that the party has been warning about the dangers of Islamist fundamentalism for years. Even today, she says, politicians do not offer what she believes are the correct solutions. End immigration and close the country's borders. The Front was founded in the 1970s. Few voters have supported it since its founding, and its members have had little success in campaigns for political office. But that has been changing recently. Last May, it received 25% of the votes in European Union elections. Still, few French people will publicly admit that they support the party. Even after the attacks, the Front stayed apart from other political parties. Its leaders did not join a huge march in Paris that followed the attacks. Its members gathered separately in another place. Support for the country's unpopular president, François Hollande, has doubled since the attack. But political experts say that support will soon return to its low level. They believe that as time passes, more people will ask questions about security and radical Islam. Sociologist Michel Viviorca says that is when voters will decide to support the Front's strong security and anti-immigration message.
People will say the left is unable to change, the right was unable to change. Let us try something else. Let us try Marine Le Pen.
The country's economic condition is still poor, and many people are jobless. The ruling Socialist Party has struggled to answer the concerns of the French people. And public opinion studies show the Front is gaining support. A new study shows Ms. Le Pen would win the first round of presidential elections in 2017 if they were held today, but would lose in the second. The Front even seems to be gaining support in towns like Bagnolet, which have high numbers of immigrants. Hervé Atlan is a pharmacist in the town. He is also worried about how his country is changing. He says he bought food at the grocery store in Paris that was attacked last month by an Islamist. His children attend a Jewish school nearby. Mr. Atlan says the government promises to protect Jews like himself, but does not take action. But he says the National Front is not the solution. He says in the past, the front was considered anti-Semitic, although Marine Le Pen has sought the votes of Jews in recent years. Wahid Tamin and Tahar Azula are French Muslims. They were born here. Their parents came from North Africa. They are looking for work. They say it is hard to find a job, and their Muslim names make it harder. Mr. Tamin says he does not support any political party, but he might vote for Marine Le Pen. He says she supports people with blonde hair and blue eyes. But he says we support her for saying what she believes and for not lying about her beliefs. The Front's message will be tested next month when local elections take place. A recent public opinion study showed 26% of expected voters would support the party. Mr. Barr says he is sure the Front will get many votes in Bagnolet because the French people want change. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington, and this is the Voice of America. Frank Lloyd Wright is often called the father of American modern architecture. He designed buildings and homes across the United States for more than 70 years. This month, the United States nominated 10 of his buildings for the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage List. The list recognizes the most important cultural and natural sites worldwide. Ashley Thompson tells us more.
The 10 properties included in the United States proposal, titled Key Works of Modern Architecture by Frank Lloyd Wright, were built between 1906 and 1969. They include several of his personal homes and studios, churches, government buildings, private residences, and one very famous museum, New York City's Guggenheim Museum. The Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum is one of the most visited sites in New York City. About 1 million people visit every year. Frank Lloyd Wright worked on it from 1943 to 1959. It was designed to create a new type of space for new types of art. The museum remains an international icon of modern architecture that represents Wright's unique design. Many of Mr. Wright's modern buildings and homes in the U.S. Midwest have also become icons of modern American architecture. In the early 1900s, Frank Lloyd Wright designed what are often called prairie houses. A prairie is a large, mostly flat area of land with few trees and covered in grass. One of Mr. Wright's most famous prairie houses, the Roby House, is also included among the 10 buildings. The Roby House, located in Chicago, Illinois, looks like a series of long, low rooms on different levels. The rooms seem to float over the ground. Mr. Wright designed everything in this house, including the furniture and floor coverings. Mr. Wright's prairie houses had a great influence on home design in America. Richard Longstretch is the president of the Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy. He calls Mr. Wright the father of modern architecture, fundamentally redefining the nature of form and space during the early 20th century that would have enduring impacts on modern architecture worldwide. The UNESCO World Heritage Committee will announce its decision in mid-2016. If Frank Lloyd Wright's 10 buildings are chosen for the list, they would be the first World Heritage listings for modern U.S. architecture. The World Heritage List already includes 22 other American sites, including the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone National Park, and the Statue of Liberty. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Jim Tedder. This is VOA.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. About 500 American companies operating in China say they are making a profit. But top-level officials with the companies say they increasingly feel unwelcome and targeted by the Chinese government. The American Chamber of Commerce in China released the results of a survey of its members earlier this week. 57% of top-level managers said they feel Chinese officials are concerned about investigating foreign companies. The survey said that 47% of the officials felt unwelcome doing business in the country. That was an increase from 44% in the group's report last year. However, most businesses asked, 70%, said they remain profitable or very profitable. James Zimmerman is chairman of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, also known as AmCham China.
People are making money, but there's always challenges. For the last 35 years, there's been challenges here. Anyone that says there was a time when there was no challenges, or there was that golden era, forgets that there's always been challenges here.
In China, the investigation of foreign companies has become common since President Xi Jinping took power. Under his leadership, China has launched a campaign to improve food safety and against official corruption. Chinese officials have examined the operations of Microsoft, Qualcomm, Audi, McDonald's, and other foreign companies. James Zimmerman says he does not believe the government is targeting such companies on purpose. AmCham China represents more than 1,000 U.S. businesses. Its representatives often meet with U.S. and Chinese officials. Mr. Zimmerman has been working on China-related trade issues for more than 20 years. He says that he was personally involved in developing China's anti-monopoly law. He says many of the cases against foreign companies were not raised first by the government. It can be difficult for private companies to operate in China's business environment. The companies have trouble competing against state-owned businesses. The country has experienced huge changes since it moved from a planned economy to one that is more market-driven. However, the state still has a strong influence in business. The study found that 83% of those who gave answers noted concerns about the effects of internet censorship on their businesses. Mr. Zimmerman says that companies are mainly concerned about how internet controls can affect the flow of information. Those are things that affect everyone, he says. He adds that internet censorship affects some businesses more than others. However, services industries that depend on information are among the hardest hit. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English.